ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 23 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद He's supposed to. Aho bakiyang stana kala kutam. Jighang saya ya paya yadyapya sadvi. Lebhe gatim dhatriuchitam tatonyam. Kang va dayalum sharanam brajema Aho bakiyam stana kala kutam Jighang saya ya paya yadyapya sadvi Lebhe gatim dhatriuchitam tatonyam Kang va dayalum sharanam brajema Aho bakiyam stana kala kutam Jighang saya ya paya yadyapya sadvi Lebhe gatim dhatriuchitam tatonyam Kang va dayalum sharanam brajema Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast?
Ando nermetravalana bodhane endra arakki kodiya vishathai thayarithu adai tan sthanathil thalavikkondu bhagavanukku paalukka muyandra அவளுக்கும் தன் தாயின் அந்தஸ்தை அளித்து அவரை விட அதிக கருணை உள்ளவரும் நான் துவரிடம் கொள்ளக்கூடியவருமான வேறொருவர் எப்படி இருக்க கூடும்?
Here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord even to his enemy. It is said that a noble man accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon, who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee, Yashoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or a shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living creature, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter?
தமது எதிரிடமும் மிகவும் கருணை காட்டிய பகவானுக்கு இது ஒரு நல்ல உதாரணமாகும். விஷத்திலிருந்து அமுதத்தை ஒருவர் எடுத்துக் கொள்வது போலவே ஒழுக்கமற்ற ஒரு உடம்புள்ள நற்குணங்களை உயர்ந்த மனிதர் ஏற்றுக்கொள்கிறான் என்று கூறப்படுகிறது. அவரது குழந்தை பருவத்தில் பூதனை என்று அரக்கி அவருக்கு விஷம் கொடுத்து கொள்ள முயன்றார். அவள் அரக்கி என்பதால் குழந்தையாக இருந்த பகவான் பரமபுருஷனுக்கு ஈடானவர் என்பதை அறிந்திருக்கவில்லை. அவரது பக்தையான யசோதையை திருப்திப்படுத்துவதற்காக அவருக்கு குழந்தையாக தோன்றிய பகவானின் மதிப்பு குறைந்திருக்கவில்லை. பகவான் ஒரு குழந்தையின் உருவத்தையோ அல்லது மனிதன் அல்லாத வேறு ஒரு வடிவத்தையோ ஏற்றாலும் அதன் சின்னம் வேறுபாடு இருப்பதில்லை. அவர் எப்பொழுதும் பரம புருஷராகவே இருக்கிறார். கடும் தவத்தினால் ஒரு ஜீவராசி எவ்வளவு சக்தி வாய்ந்தவனாக மாறினாலும் அவனால் பரம புருஷருக்கு சமமானவனாக முடியாது. பூதனை பாசமுள்ள ஒரு தாயை போல் தன் ஸ்தனத்தை உறிஞ்சி குடிக்க கிருஷ்ணரை அனுமதித்ததால் பகவான் அவருடைய தாய்ப்பாசத்தை ஒப்புக்கொண்டார். பகவான் ஒரு ஜீவராசியின் மிக குறைந்த தகுதிகளை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு மிக உயர்ந்த நன்மையை அவனுக்கு வழங்குகிறார். இதுவே பகவானின் சீரிய குணமாகும். எனவே பகவானை தவிர உயர்ந்த புகலிடம் அளிக்க வேறு யாரால் முடியும்?
Srila Prabhupada opens his purport here by stating, here is an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord. Even to his enemy. No one can really be his enemy because how can an ant be an enemy to an elephant? Who is very small and insignificant cannot they may have a mood of enmity, but they can't harm the elephant or the bigger person. Of course, there is the phenomenon of buddhir yasya balam tasya, who has intelligence has strength. Which is narrated in Hitopadesh. Is it Hitopadesh? Panchatantra. Anyway, they're more or less the same. How a rabbit killed a lion. By telling the lion that there's someone more powerful than you living in the well.
And the kulathila vandu onna vida sakthi vaiya oru nabar irukkar.
So the lion went to the well and he put his head in and he roared, and a bigger roar came back, and he thought, there's my enemy is down, and jumped in the well and drowned. But Krishna has more intelligence than us also, so that won't work if we think we can outsmart Krishna. So the only sensible thing to do is to take shelter of Krishna. It's a very foolish idea to try to compete with him. Everyone in this material world is trying to compete with Krishna. Ishvaro ham aham bhogi. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. But actually Krishna is the controller and the enjoyer. And practically all of Krishna, the whole path of Krishna consciousness is just to accept that I am not the controller, I am not the enjoyer, Krishna is the controller, Krishna is the enjoyer. Therefore we should take shelter of Krishna. You may think, well, why will Krishna want to help us? For millions of lifetimes we're acting inimically toward Krishna. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Again, we have this mantra. And then at some point we may say, okay, I don't hate you, but I'll offer you some incense, but you have to give me at least 2 crores of rupees in exchange. Well, that's a beginning. That's not pure devotional service, but it's a beginning. It's not love. But Krishna is so kind that he'll say, okay, maybe not 2 crores, but I accept the incense. In the case of Putana, in her previous life, she was Ratnamala. who was the sister of Bali Maharaj,
Bali Maharaj,
when she saw Vamana come, she thought, oh, what a beautiful, nice boy. How fortunate must be the mother who has suckled him to her breast. I would also like to do so. But then later, when Vamana cheated Bali and all the demons out of their wealth, then her mood changed. But at some point in a previous life, she had some motherly affection toward him. So Krishna, when he took out her life, he destroyed all her sinful attitude, all her offenses. And he remembered that, yes, she wants to serve me in this way. Therefore, he gave the position of Dhatri to her. Dhatri means a wet nurse, which means someone who's not the mother of the child but who feeds her own breast milk to the baby. It used to be quite common that women from rich families, they didn't want to look after their children, so they'd hire some servant girl who had also had a baby to suckle the child. Krishna used to sometimes do that also with the cows. He would take their teat and drink directly. So here Uddhava, this verse what we're reading today is spoken by Uddhava. He is lauding the mercy of Krishna. We're here to discuss topics of Krishna consciousness. And just like yesterday, there was a question, one of those how-to questions. There are many how-to questions. How can we become sincere? How can we become dedicated? How can we be free of material desires? How can we get a taste for the holy name? There are so many factors in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Chanting, hearing, serving, associating with devotees, sincerity. We can go and live in Vrindavan Dham. We can strictly observe Ekadashi. These are all endeavors that are meant to help us advance in Krishna consciousness. But there's one factor that if we get it, we can immediately become completely Krishna conscious. And if we don't get it, then we'll never become Krishna conscious. And that is the mercy of Krishna. As we see here, Putana was not even the slightest bit interested in actually serving Krishna, but she immediately got the position of full Krishna consciousness. So, we should be anxious to get the mercy of Krishna. Mercy, what does mercy mean? Mercy means something is beneficial, is given to someone or done for someone who doesn't deserve it. So, if we think that we deserve it, we don't get it. If we think, yeah, I'm chanting my rounds and I'm following Ekadashi and I learn so many shlokas and they must be waiting for me at the gates of Vaikuntha with a big reception. We can remember in this regard the story of the Brahmana and the cobbler. And there's another story of the Brahman, another Brahmana and a prostitute. Those who thought that definitely I'm going to go to Godhead, they didn't go. And those who appeared to be in a hopeless position, because they recognized their hopeless position and prayed to Krishna, they got Krishna's full mercy. So our Vaishnava literature is full of prayers for the mercy of the Lord. And it's ironic, I guess we could say, that those who are most qualified think themselves totally unqualified. And those who think they are very qualified, by thinking like that, they are disqualified. I'll just read two verses from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, expressing his considering himself unqualified and calling out for the mercy of the Lord. There are many, many verses which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed in the same strain. Practically his whole series of prayers, Sharanagati, Sharanagati, it is calling for the mercy to get the shelter of the Lord. So what does he say? Sangsara Totani Shruta Nahishesh Marana Nikoti Ghar Shabashamapya Bhajibo Tomai E Asha Bifalamo Ebe Shuno Prabhu Amigoti Heen Bhakati Vino Dakoi Tava Kripa Bina Shakali Nirasha Dehomore Padashroy. He says that the great river of material life, we're carried away by the waves and there's no end to it. And terrible death is close to me. I thought that I will offer everything to you and simply worship you, Krishna. But that also I couldn't do. So just now listen to me, Prabhu, O my Lord. Amigati heen, I have no hope, I'm... Bhakati Vinod Koi, yes, it's me speaking. Please, listen, he tells him, listen. Ebe Shuno. Without your mercy, everything is completely black and hopeless. So give me the shelter of your feet. So this is a prayer for Ahaituki Kripa, causeless mercy. Mercy means causeless. It's not a calculation. If there's calculation, that's justice. But mercy means just out of the goodness of the heart of the person who's giving it. Who is giving mercy has nothing to gain from doing so. Just does so for the benefit of the other. So then we may think, okay, well, just pray for mercy. There's no need to do anything else like chanting Hare Krishna. No, there is a need. Because the Lord gives us His mercy, He gives us the process to become eager for that mercy. He teaches the process of Sharanagati by which we can come to Him. The process of how we can surrender to Him. Otherwise, if we think, well, I'll just pray for the mercy, or I'll just wait for the mercy. It's like expecting to get an honorary degree from a university without going through the regular course and studying and working hard to get the degree. Well, we should chant Hare Krishna because it means to pray for the mercy of Krishna. If we pray for the mercy, we're more likely to get it. The ducks that quack loudest get the most bread, as the saying goes. If we're very eager to get that mercy, then Krishna will be more eager to give it to us. If you think, oh well, anyway, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, anyway, Haribol, they don't care very much. Then Krishna also won't care very much. Yayatam mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. But it is a fact that Krishna is very much inclined to be merciful toward His devotees. But we have to be a devotee. He's merciful to everyone. If we want to forget Krishna, He'll also give us the ability to forget Him. But if we once with all sincerity surrender to Krishna, then He will accept us. As is a famous verse of very famous in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. They quote this verse of Sri Rama. Sakrit eva prapanno yas tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadamye tadvatang mama. It is my... Yeah, this is also quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Ram says, it is my vow that if anyone only once seriously, genuinely surrenders to me, and says, my Lord, now I am yours. And prays to me for strength, courage, abhayam. I will immediately award that to that person. He will always remain protected. So abhayadan, this is the he gives the fearlessness. So a whole Vaishnava literature is there are so many descriptions of the Lord's mercy. Practically the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is a it's just describing the mercy of the Lord on His devotees. Why does He come to this world? Yada yadahi dharmasya. These verses are very famous. But why does he come? Ultimately, it's his mercy. He doesn't have to come. Krishna is very merciful. And particularly when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's very merciful. The first verse of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda as Karuna Avatar, the two avatars of mercy. Ajahn Lambita Bujar Kanaka Vatato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamala Yatakro Vishvambharo Dijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagad Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. They are the avatars of mercy. Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he prayed that Krishna would come. Now, how did he get Krishna to come? Well, that's described also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Out of his mercy, Advaita Acharya wanted Krishna to come to give his mercy. So this is the process that he undertook to cause Krishna to come, described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulakena va vakriniti svam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha. Krishna, Sri Krishna, he is bhaktavatsala, means he's very affectionate to his devotees. He sells himself to a devotee who offers him just even a tulsi leaf and a palmful of water. So Krishna, he's so kind, he gives himself. If a devotee with full love gives even a tulsi leaf and water to Krishna, then Krishna gives himself. There's a similar verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says that Ishvara Shabhav Naloi Bhaktir Aparad Olpo Sheva Bahumane Atta Prajanto Prasad. It says that Krishna is so kind, it is his nature that he does not see, he doesn't think that my devotee is making offenses. But if the devotee just does a little service, Krishna thinks, oh, that is very great. And in return, Krishna gives himself. He gives mercy to the devotee to the extent of giving himself to the devotee. So there are many, many verses throughout all the Vaishnava literature. I'll just quote a selection from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here's one about Lord Nityananda. Preme mata Nityananda kripa avata utam adham kichu nakare bicha. Kripa avata, he's described Kripa avatar, Karuna avatar, same thing. The avatar of mercy. All the forms of this, we have Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, all the forms, they all come to give mercy. So if we say mercy avatar, what does that mean? It's very intense mercy. Just like if we say kind mother, well, mother is expected to be kind. If you say kind mother, she must be very kind. So this incarnation of mercy, He's always intoxicated with love of Krishna. And when people are intoxicated, they can't differentiate between this or that. That's why they say, don't drink and drive. We can tell them, just become Krishna's devotee, then you won't drink. Because if you drink and drive, then you can't differentiate between what's the right side of the road and the wrong side of the road, or the road and the sidewalk. You just can't, you lose your sense of what is right and what is wrong. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's intoxicated with love of Krishna. Sometimes we can get a little taste of that. In kirtan, if we become the kirtan is going on so ecstatically, and we just forget everything else, and there's just ecstasy. Little taste we're getting, but for us it's very great. So Nityananda, he's intoxicated with love of Krishna, and who is very high class and well behaved and who is a rascal, he can't tell the difference, so he just gives praying to everyone. That's described about all the Panchatattva. Patra 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 bichana hai nahishthanashthan jejaha pai taha kare premadan. What is the right place to give prem? What is not a suitable place? Who is a suitable person? Who is not a suitable person? The Panchatattva, they don't consider. Whenever they get an opportunity, they give love of Krishna. Of course, people have to be somewhat willing to take it also. Just like when Srila Prabhupada went to America, he didn't think, I'm going to go and preach among the hippies. He actually thought that he would preach among the educated, intellectual class. But he didn't find any serious interest in them. Even the hippies weren't very serious in the beginning. But at least they were open to hearing what Prabhupada had to say. So several of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, when Srila Prabhupada brought his American disciples to India, they said, what are these people, low class hippies? Please, if you have urgent work and you have to play with your cell phone there, please don't do it here, because I make a distinction. I don't get so much enthusiasm when I see that you're not interested to hear and you're more interested in playing with your cell phone. I guess you don't have to translate that. So, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to give Krishna consciousness to everyone, but those who took it, they were benefited. Prema hoite Krishna hoi nija bhakta bosh. Prema hoite pai Krishna shiva shukha rosh. And that's why I was saying the other day that it's nice to learn Bengali also. Yeah, it's not for everyone, but the sound is very nice, and the whole matter is wrapped up in a few words. I'll say it again because It sounds so nice. Prema hoite Krishna hoi nija bhakta vash, prema hoite pai Krishna shiva shuka rosh. Okay, here's the translation. The translation comes out quite longer. The Supreme Lord, who is greater than the greatest, becomes submissive to even a very insignificant devotee because of his devotional service. It is the beautiful and exalted nature of devotional service that the Infinite Lord becomes submissive to the infinitesimal living entity. Because of it, because of devotional service. In reciprocal devotional activities with the Lord, the devotee actually enjoys the transcendental mellow of devotional service. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada in his translation has added quite a lot of purport there. So, Shatantra Isha Prema Nigurha Bhandar Bilailo Jare Tare Nakoilo Bicha. So, the Supreme Lord is supremely independent. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's totally independent. Therefore, although this Prema is, Srila Prabhupada writes, a confidentially stored benediction. It's something very, it's a great treasure and it's very carefully hidden away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed it without consideration. Here, here, oh, here, just take. Then there are many chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita which end with a benediction, something like this, which I'm going to read. This is at the end of the chapter describing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to the Muslim Qazi. Emote kajire prabhu karilo prasad ihaje shuneta khande aparad. So Krishnadas Kaviraj summarizes the chapter by saying that this is the description of the Lord's mercy upon the Qazi. And whoever hears this, they also become freed from offenses. So the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such that not only does he directly deliver, but even by hearing about him delivering others, we also become delivered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas out of mercy. Why? Because some people were blaspheming him. Then he thought, how can I deliver them? He didn't think, how can I punish them? He thought, how can I deliver them? More ninda kore jaina kore namaskar eshabji bere abosha koribo udha. They're blaspheming me, they're not bowing, they're not offering me respect, which they should do because he's Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will definitely deliver them. E moto loke Chaitanya bhakti lauilo dinohino nindok shabare nishtarilo. So there's a description of how everyone got, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy, the devotional service unto him. The most fallen, the most sinful, the blasphemers, He uplifted them all. Then Jajapisha Tumi Paramashatantra Tatapi Shabhabe Hao Prema Paratantra. This praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are the Supreme Lord. Although you are the Supreme Lord and you are supremely independent, but it is your very nature that you become dependent. If anyone loves you, you become dependent, you become submissive to them. Then, opening one chapter, the chapter of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mercy to the blasphemer Amogha. Sarvabho me grihai bhunjan swanindakam amogakam angi kurvan sputang chakre gaura swambhakta chasyatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was taking prasad at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amogha blasphemed, criticized him. But the Lord went to Amogha and he went to him and delivered him. He didn't wait for Amogha to come to him. Why was that? Because of his mercy to his devotee. Because Sarvabhauma was his devotee, and Sarvabhauma was upset that, oh, my son-in-law has behaved so badly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give mercy to Sarvabhauma by delivering his son-in-law. So again, this is all quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing them, one here describing Krishna. Kripa shamudra dino hino doya moi, Krishna kripa bina kono shuk nahi hoi. Describing Krishna as again kripa shamudra, an ocean of mercy. Very merciful to the lowly and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Then from Sanatan Shiksha, that is a long section at the end of the Madhya Lila, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes to Sanatan Goswami the whole outline of Krishna consciousness, with many of the details also, the whole picture. So he opened one whole section which is describing the mercy of Krishna. Etokahi kahe prabhu shuno sanatan krishna varadaya moy patita pavan. Having finished one section, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now listen, Sanatan. How Krishna is greatly merciful and the purifier of the fallen. Then, five principles of devotional service, which are very powerful. What is that? Who can say? Sadhu Sangha is the first one. Number two? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavad Shravan, Mathura Vas, Shraddhai Sri Murtir Shevan. So these are the five principles. So describing that, Duru Had Bhuta Virye Smin Shraddha Dure Stu Panchake Yatra svalpo pi sambandha saddhiyam bhava jannane. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. Can you remember all that? Yeah, okay, very good. Then, more and more, it gets... there's a lot of it. Then any, this is just a selection from Chaitanya. There's so many verses in this regard. Udar, yeah, okay. Udara mahati jar sarvotama buddhi. Na na kame bhaje tabupai bhakti shiddhi. If a person, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's commentary on the Udara, Udara sarva aivete verse of Bhagavad Gita. That if someone is udar, if he's open-hearted, liberal, and intelligent. He can advance and become perfect in devotional service, even if he has material desires and serves the Lord with some motive. Krishna kripa di hetu hoite shabar udai. Krishna guna krishta hoya tahare bhajai. How does that work? That someone, they may have material desires, but by the mercy of Krishna, that they become attracted to the qualities of Krishna. If you think I'll worship Krishna and I'll get some material benefit, then we have to worship Krishna. It means we have to offer food and flowers to him. We have to offer prayers to him and so on. Then we become attracted to Krishna. So everyone can become uplifted by this process. I'll just read a few more. Okay. Pratyasya pashyati gurun api nara naparadhan sevan ma sevan managapi kritam bahudha bhupaiti avishkaroti pashuneshvapinabhyasuyam shilena nirmalam mati purushottamoyam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Purushottam, the greatest of all persons, has a pure mind. He is so gentle that even if a devotee is implicated in a great offense, he does not take it very seriously. Indeed, if his servant renders some small service, the Lord accepts it as being very great. Even if an envious person blasphemes the Lord never manifests anger against him. Such are his great qualities. Yeah, I just gave the Bengali rendition of this. So, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Bhaktanugraha Karakam Kara Yena Kenapya Sanktushtam Bhakta Bhakta Dattrena Shraddhaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees and is always ready to bestow mercy upon them. Hare Krishna. So please read Chaitanya Charitamrita and be open to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Question.
Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam, in the final sloka, 8th sloka, he doesn't seem to be asking for mercy. He just says, you can handle me roughly, you can be, I'll be broken hearted, not you, not me. You can do anything you like, I just want to serve you. Is that higher than the devotee who's praying for peace in the universe?
That's a nice question, yeah. Yeah, there are levels. Before that, there is Ainanda Tanaja Kinkarang Patitang Mang Vishame Bhavambuto Kripaya, by your mercy. Tavapada Pankaja Stitaduli Sadrichanga Chintaya. By your mercy, pick me up from this horrible position and place me at your lotus feet. So different devotees, they perceive Krishna's mercy in different ways. We also find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Radha, who prays this Ayananda Tanaja Kinkaram Chaitanya, she also prays for the mercy of Krishna. You give me your mercy by being present before me. So that's what she wants. She's not saying that, well, you can come or not come, I don't care. It's not like that. She wants him to come, but she's saying, anyway, it's up to you. I'm not demanding. We can't demand the mercy. So, Hare Krishna, that's fine. You also have a question. Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, usually Srila Prabhupada was not very, he was not encouraging to do some special vratas and
Srila Prabhupada didn't encourage special vratas. Well, he encouraged the special vrata of going out and distributing his books. That was the special vrata he encouraged.
Still now Purushottamas is coming. So what is the best way to follow? Do you have some advice?
Best way for Purushottam Mas. Devotees who are fully engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness, they shouldn't stop doing that or lessen their activities to follow some extra fasting or any such thing. But devotees who are not doing that much, or they're just treading water. That treading water means when you're in a big lake and you're not swimming but you're not drowning, you're just staying afloat. So if you, those devotees, if they do something extra like that, that's good for them. So as we establish Vaishnava communities, farm communities, then these things they'll have more application. Yeah. Kripa and mercy. Yeah, mercy is a general translation of kripa. There are different words. Kripa, karuna, prasad, anukampa, daya. So there may be some slight variations in meaning, but at least in the modern Indian languages, the they have the same meanings. Exactly the meaning, then you have to see the word root and everything. But practically I see in Shastra they're used interchangeably, just like we read here, Karuna Avatar, Kripa Avatar. Some words are a little different, anugraha, little different. Hare Krishna.